This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian divers are examining on Sunday the damage from a powerful blast on a road and rail bridge to Crimea, a symbol of Moscow's annexation of the peninsula and a key supply route to its forces battling in southern Ukraine. Saturday's explosion on the bridge prompted gleeful messages from Ukrainian officials, but no claim of responsibility. Russia did not immediately assign blame for the blast, which images showed blew half away a section of the bridge roadway with the other half still attached. Russia's transport ministry said freight trains and long-distance passenger trains across the Crimea Bridge were running on Sunday. Limited road traffic resumed on Saturday around 10 hours after the blast. Russia seized Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, and the 19-kilometer bridge linking the region to its transport network was opened with great fanfare 4 years later by President Vladimir Putin. Kyiv demands Russian forces leave the Black Sea Peninsula, as well as Ukrainian territory they have seized in the invasion Putin launched in February. It's not clear if Saturday's blast was a deliberate attack, but the damage to such a high-profile structure came amid battlefield defeats for Russia and could further cloud Kremlin reassurances that the conflict is going to plan. Elsewhere, at least 12 people were killed after shelling in Ukraine's southeastern city of Zaporizhia in the early hours of Sunday, and 49 people were hospitalized, including 6 children, Ukrainian officials said. This is VOA News. 4 weeks into continued protests in Iran, hackers broke into the evening news on Iran state TV for 15 seconds, just as footage of the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was being broadcast. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The hackers flashed an image of Khamenei surrounded by flames. A caption read, "Join us and stand up," and "The blood of our youth is dripping from your claws," a reference to Khamenei. A song with the lyrics, "Woman, Life, Freedom," a common chant of the protesters, played in the background. Sustained protests since September 17th have erupted all across Iran after the burial of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, a Kurdish woman who died in the custody of Iran's feared morality police. Amini had been detained for an alleged violation of strict Islamic dress codes for women. Since then, protests spread across the country and were met by a fierce crackdown in which dozens are estimated to have been killed and hundreds arrested. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea fired 2 ballistic missiles early on Sunday, authorities in neighboring countries said. The 7th such long launch by Pyongyang in recent days that added to widespread alarm in Washington and its allies in Tokyo and Seoul. Officials in the South Korean capital have said the uptick in the North's missile launches could signal it is closer than ever to resuming nuclear tests for the first time since 2017, with preparations observed at its test sites for months. They fell outside Japan's exclusive economic zone, and authorities were looking into what type they were, including the possibility they were submarine-launched ballistic missiles. The U.S. military said it was consulting closely with allies and partners following the launches, which said highlighted the quote-unquote destabilizing impact of the North Korean nuclear arms and ballistic missile programs. Recapping our top story, Russian divers are examining on Sunday the damage from a powerful blast on a road and rail bridge to Crimea, a symbol of Moscow's annexation of the peninsula and a key supply route to its forces battling in southern Ukraine. Saturday's explosion prompted gleeful messages from Ukrainian officials, but no claim of responsibility. Elsewhere, at least 12 people were killed in shelling in Ukraine's southeastern city of Zaporizhia in the early hours of Sunday, 49 people hospitalized. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.